This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
We're at our final episode of Hulk Hogan talking.
Hopefully.
Who?
We're only at part three. Terry Bollea, have you ever heard of him?
Oh, okay. That's how I know.
Sterling. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sterling Golden.
Terry. We're at Terry.
Gawker.
That's literally all you want to talk about.
Terry today, Gawker.
Is that all you want to talk about today?
Isn't it called terrygawker.com now?
I think it is.
Tanass.com.
Tanass, there it is.
Orange ass.
That ass. Alex, T.O., Eric, Corey, we're minus Everett today. We're missing an Everett.
There's
Big Easy, I'm sorry.
We are.
Well, there's a rally in town. not a rally. A gathering. A gathering.
If you will.
The president's here, and I said rally, and the president's close. I shouldn't say rally when talking about the president. But there's a rally in town.
We record in Edwardsville, Illinois. In Granite City, Illinois, they're making America great again today. Is that correct?
The president's making America great again there, and Everett is a true patriot.
Okay.
And he is at the rally.
Now, rally
and the president.
You have to wear white?
That's tricky. I shouldn't call it a rally. Okay. It is a group of like-minded individuals.
Okay.
They want to make America great again.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Everett's not there. I was just kidding.
Oh, he's not there.
No. But there might be one of the better fights break out in a long time.
I don't think so.
Should get somebody down there with a camera. It could be interesting. You know,
I bet
Trump supporters watch wrestling.
There.
I could see some elbows being dropped at this.
We don't have a Big E, but we do have a Weston in here. Maybe we could find a camera and send him.
Alex
send him
is
on
trying
assignment.
To not have us talk about politics on the show, and that's not going to happen. So, anyway, you have to go to Granite City because U.S. Steel is open again. Is that the
Granite City Steel?
Granite City Steel. It's U.S. Steel.
Oh no,
it's not Granite City Steel.
Oh really? Is it called the U.S.
It's US
Steelers?
Steel now.
It's U.S. Steel.
No, they're the Granite City Steelers. The hockey.
That's
the hockey
true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on from this.
Yeah, let's move to Hulk Hogan. Okay.
Let's bring on our version of Brooke Hogan, Weston.
How about we just bring up one of the guys that's probably going to be there to support him today, Hulk Hogan.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you're worried Animal's there.
No, I know he's there.
Animal's there in face paint. Just
who's this Busta Rhymes guy? Busta Rhymes? When the Legion of Doom.
There's no more Legion of Doom. Hawk's dead. I'm sorry.
Draws alive.
So they'd have one half of a tag team. Or one and one half of a tag team.
Puke?
Yeah. He doesn't work from the waist down.
Great save, Alex.
Isn't he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Paralyzed?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
There
D'Lo
is some
Brown.
Wrestling news that probably pisses Alex off. Did you know that there's going to be an all women's pay per view?
There it is. There it is.
Well, I mean, sexists will probably hate that type of thing. Alex is a sexist. I don't know if anybody remembers the running gag.
How bad is it going to be?
I think it'll be good.
Oh, so okay. So how's it going to
be? Alex is over here putting his thumbs down. If you're watching on YouTube, he just pulled his thumbs
back.
He was booing. He was booing under his breath.
So Charlotte puts on a good match. Sasha and Bayley put on a good match.
Okay, how many? Who else?
Here's my thing, though. If that thing goes 3 hours, they can't do shit. I mean, it's going to be bad.
You're leaving out Ronda Rousey.
That's what I'm saying. They have to keep it 2 hours, keep it very, very simple.
Why is she now doing a Twizzlers commercial where she smiles and grins like an idiot when that is not her at all?
Well, she's a huge bitch.
Horrible. Thank you, Weston.
She's a huge bitch. I mean, she's not really well liked.
I liked her more as a mediocre MMA star than I do as a
She was the, you know, recognized as the greatest female fighter ever before she got her head knocked off. She was not a likable individual. The way she carried herself.
Not arguing.
The way, you know, like,
the smiling shit is not over with anybody.
It's not her, though.
Like, that's my point.
I don't get it. So they are going to be able to do something that they refuse to do with Lesnar. Or not Lesnar, I'm sorry, Roman Reigns. And I'm curious if they're going to be just so...
What are you saying? Women that smile are more likable?
No, what I'm saying is if they refuse
Jesus,
to,
Alex. Oh, they, wait, that's T.O.
They refuse to turn her heel. Because there is so much money if they turn her heel.
And let her be,
because she's a natural heel. She's a natural bitch. She has a resting bitch face. I'm not saying it derogatory or anything. That's just
some of her promo shots of her looking like she has this Bell's palsy smile. Like it's
half and she half. Doesn't smile a lot. That's why she doesn't know how to smile.
You know, men get Bell's palsy too, Alex. Jesus,
it's not
God. This guy,
good old JR.
Everything. You probably didn't even remember that until I brought it up.
You thought
God.
It was the HPV of the face.
Ooh.
That's not true.
No, none of that's true. No, but they have to be very careful with how they do this because it could either go really well or it's going to be shit.
I bet you it goes really well.
The big thing of this is you know, All In sold out, apparently. I still don't believe it sold out. There's a bunch of fuckery going on with tickets. There will be 10,000 people there. That's fine. But for every mark... That's going to that. Yeah. You know, that's what they're, you know, the smarks that are going. The people that are diehard WWE fans and, you know, ride or die with that shit and are fuck the indies and, you know, rip on the smarks.
Yes, go ahead.
They have to respond back and sell this event out to show their loyalty to the company like the smart marks have to the All In event.
Ass and the loyalty to the company thing. This is,
it almost
they
is.
They want to watch women wrestle.
It almost is, though.
What is
that's the direction the company's going.
What is the over-under on how many screams you hear that night from the women wrestlers? Because you guys don't... Do you guys watch product still?
No. Mm.
Here's what you can guarantee. They're going to have one girl who acts like a lunatic, and then they do the thing that I guess they still think women do this type of stuff, where they, like... They throw their hand up and do the shit that you would see.
It
in
seems
like
they're out of touch with some stuff,
movie.
Right?
And oh they all spray paint like 3 pounds of makeup on their face now and have colored extensions and.
But you've seen girls that now they just like scream in the ring like they're insane.
Yeah, it's well, Alicia
That's
Fox.
That's a recipe for success.
It's bad though.
That's Vinnie Mac.
Yeah, Alicia Fox. If they don't have any other female black wrestlers in this, some one of these girls is going to have to dance to the ring. I don't know if you know how WWE works, but if you're a black wrestler, somebody's got to dance to the ring.
Right. Sasha will do
Gosh,
her.
It's so bad,
Sasha
isn't it?
Will do her.
No, I mean literally fucking break dance to the ring.
Oh, no, that's Naomi. She slides down and does the yep.
Never mind. That's not a joke.
No, I didn't think you were joking.
This is the most, it's the most in...
The company is ran by a late 70s-year-old man that's stuck in the 80s and 90s of their idea of what women should look like still.
Or act like.
Yeah, I mean, like, these two gals, the Australian girls they have, the Iconics or whatever,
hot.
They're both good-looking, but both of them had to take time off because they both had to have their tits done.
Yeah.
What
color is their hair?
They're both brunette, though. That's
oh,
the one that will say.
Oh, well.
Hey, who do, but who's.
It's not blue, orange, green.
Who's missing from TV?
Got me.
The Bellas.
Oh, fuck.
So they've got to have the fill ins of the brunettes with, you know.
Is John Cena going to wrestle on the all women's pay per view?
He'll be there to save his girl and propose again.
I could hear the condescension in your voice.
He
right
was
now.
Good in that Blockers movie, though. I will say it was quite funny.
Yeah, I heard a couple people saw it.
Two.
I was gonna go, but I was gonna go see it, but I was sick that day. So maybe it lasted a week.
You'll laugh if you watch it. Yeah. You will.
For some reason, I just can't get as invested into women wrestlers as like I said, I don't know what, why or whatever, but I just don't feel like they make the storylines exciting enough to me.
Because when
anymore.
You watched wrestling, it wasn't about the women were just all.
Well, I remember like watching like
all
Luna
just,
Vachon
it was
and
tits though. You watched lingerie matches and pillow fights and bikini matches. That's what it was in our era of growing up on wrestling.
Maybe you're right.
And now they try to sell it as a legitimate product, and there's about six of them that can actually wrestle.
Right.
Alex, who's your favorite woman's wrestler of all time?
Liberty Bell.
Of all time.
Yes, Liberty Bell's the shit. Sorry.
Of all time. It's hard to go against Medusa.
I was going to say it's hard for you to think of one, since I know you have that big sign by your desk that says no women's wrestling. That's odd. I didn't know. No, she was good. I love Mickey James.
Really?
She worked like a fucking champ. Oh, dude.
She's hot, though?
Now?
I still think she's decent looking for her age.
I liked her when she was, like, thick and, like, 2006,
when Cena was having an affair with her.
Well.
And then got her boyfriend fired.
Well.
Hell of a guy.
Kenny Dykstra.
Hell of a guy.
Favorite women's wrestler?
Luna or Sunny?
Sunny is not technically... Okay. Not favorite diva.
Luna. Luna Vachon. But she don't... Yeah, probably.
Luna wrestled.
Yeah, she had those shaved up sides. She wasn't trying to be super pretty, you know. She was kind of crazy. Like you said, she had a little bit of that psycho in her, and, you know, that...
She kind of...
Sable could work. She was...
Is that right?
Sable Bomb?
The Sable Bomb 36D Double D Special. Wasn't that what her shirt said?
For all the men that came to see me... All the women that want to be me.
Stole Rick Rude's line and just flipped it. I think...
All you Kansas City sweat hogs?
I think Charlotte's probably the best female wrestler ever.
Yeah.
Most athletic. And what's shocking is she's been doing it for, what, 3-5 years? I mean...
And yet she can already wrestle better than every one of them.
Better than half the men.
Mm. Mm.
No, I mean, she cuts a better promo than half the guys. You go with the whole package, like she's top 10 in that company as a worker promo combination.
Hard to argue.
Entrance, like just the full package. Like, now what's interesting is she ruptured an implant,
right?
And what I'm curious is if she just goes huge. Like,
isn't that what she took her time off for?
Yeah.
Right now?
What I'm curious, and I haven't seen anything, but I'm curious if they push her to go bigger than what she did, or if she goes smaller, stays the same. But I'm interested to see what happens.
Might get them fixed, too. They do work on both of them.
Well, I mean, if she's going to get one.
Implant talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Female wrestling at its finest.
Let's go to Hulk Hogan. T.O., you missed all the NWO shit. You missed all his WCW run. You got anything you want to add about the NWO or anything? Here's a good one for you, and you guys can definitely... Wrestling is not cool. It never was. As a kid, I was like, oh, wrestling's fucking awesome. Wrestling's cool. And then I realized all my friends, they're like, that shit's stupid.
The only time it was passable.
You're not going to let me finish my thought.
It was in high school, though.
Fucker. That was what I was going to say here.
I know.
So listen. So I don't think it was long, but I think it happened when he went heel, and there was a section of time where it had that NWO thing.
About a 2.5-year gap.
Where not 2.5. That did not last 2.5 years.
I think it was about 2 to 3 years. I do. I think it was from our sophomore year to our senior year that it was really...
not cool.
Take it back. Freshman year.
Let me finish my fucking thought.
I have a story about this, so go ahead.
Oh, damn it.
Go ahead.
I think wrestling... People were like, oh, Hulk Hogan, I remember him. My kid likes it, and he's starting to watch it. So, like, people were thinking, hey, my kid likes this. So I think they went to a few WCW shows, and I think some people looked around and said, oh, fuck, this is what a wrestling crowd looks like. And then those people never went again. That's the section where it was cool. They'd have all these football players, all these celebrities coming.
That's what I was going to say.
And then it wasn't. What do you think on that?
No, I agree. I remember our freshman year, one of the hotter girls we went to high school with was dating a guy that watched wrestling, and she came to my house because she was embarrassed. She didn't know anything about it and knew that I didn't. She's like, hey, I don't want to look like a moron. Like, what's this and this and this? What's the difference between this? Like tutored her. It was the only time I ever tutored anyone in my life. But, like, girl was on the dance team. I mean, like, it was just a different time to where, like, I'm embarrassed to death to say I watch wrestling now or that I do it. Like, my a family member I hadn't seen in 15 years was in town, and he was talking about this restaurant that his buddy helped finance, and he's a partner in Memphis. And he goes, do you watch wrestling? And I was like, not really, no. And he's like, oh, well, my buddy started a restaurant with Jerry Lawler down in Memphis. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, I mean, like, I remember him. I watched it when he was around.
Right.
But, like, to come out and say it now, it's not what it was. When we were in high school, people wore shirts to school. You wore it under your jersey.
Yeah.
There was a different time.
What do you guys? I think it's a small sliver in time. Have you guys been to live events?
I've never been to a live event.
It was the NWO into the Austin era is when it was big, and that's when people were wearing the shirts, the merch.
Mainstream.
Merch was okay. Yeah, merch
mainstream
was okay.
Doesn't make it cool. It's like Duck Dynasty. That shit was not cool. That's the worst fucking show I've ever seen in my life.
Terrible.
Wrestling was a little bit different, though, because it cross-pollinated with athletes. You had LeBron James.
Yeah.
You had LeBron James sitting in the front row his high school year. His senior year of high school. You had every athlete. Anytime there was – you're in a big city, the football team was there.
Yeah.
Or – I mean, I remember when they were on Penn State's campus, you know, half the Penn State football team was in the front. I mean, like,
oh, fuck.
It was a bit.
Was Sandusky there?
No, he was with Patterson.
He's in the shower.
I bet he was.
He was with
the
ring
locker room
crew
at that time.
Boy, was Sandusky part of the cream team, you think?
Oh,
Jesus.
There it is.
Christ.
Got him.
Going hard in the paint.
What do you guys think about the longevity of how long it was cool?
A year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
I don't even know if I'd really consider it cool, but maybe acceptable in social circles to discuss briefly.
That's a good way to put it.
Briefly discuss in social, and maybe wear an Austin 316 shirt or an NWO shirt to school or whatever. And
that's what
not
I was gonna say.
Get made fun of for it.
I think if you got a taste of a live event, you were like, oh boy, I'm not gonna fucking hang
if
in this.
You wore an NWO or an Austin shirt, you're okay. Rock shirt, you're okay. But if you branched out and wore something else that wasn't recognizable, people are like, what the fuck is that?
I think a lot of people...
You got a Gold Dust shirt on?
If you don't have a sense of smell, you would probably be like, oh, this is all right. But if you have a sense of smell and you go to a live event, you're
stink
like,
in there or what,
that's
Corey?
Not true, though.
Asking.
I don't think they know what deodorant is.
Think about who went to live events, though, when we would go. Those are all guys we played sports with in
true.
That time.
Some, the, not all.
But, dude, we would go watch... of like pay-per-views at people's houses that didn't watch wrestling and don't watch wrestling now. I remember watching WrestleMania at Brokaw's house 1 year.
Yeah.
You'd go to Walker's house.
Nobody knows who the...
No, but I'm just saying, like, there were certain...
friends.
Just friends, but, like, they weren't big wrestling guys, but there would be 10, 15 of us watching these things. So it was a different... You know, it wasn't fucking mouth breathers and window lickers that were doing it. It was... Normal people.
MAGA.
I'd venture to say that exactly. That it's your blue collar people that were filling up the, you know, your workers.
The wrestling crowd now is pretty progressive.
Really?
Yes. Wanting to see women wrestle and
that's
shit.
That's fair. But I'm saying, like, back then when we were talking about like the majority of these the crowds were
the irony of that is the big time Republicans that run the company and own the company. Are very progressive.
They run small business.
And liberal in how they want their company to be viewed. I mean, fucking Witchface getting up there Monday night and giving herself credit for hashtag give divas a chance or give women's a chance 3 years ago and how this started a whole revolution bullshit. Like, it's not really how it played out. It started out because AJ Lee... went at her for equal rights, equal pay. Then it was give divas a chance or whatever. It spun from that. It wasn't something that she created.
Hogan gave a diva a chance.
Which one?
Mm. I guess she wasn't a diva, was she?
His wife was a fine lady.
Yeah.
What was her name? Linda? What was her name?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? Speaking of, you know, like all the shit that goes on, you know, Cena has his...
Motherfucker, can you get back onto Hogan?
I'm going to Hogan.
God,
that's where I'm going
it.
With this. Hogan has, or like Cena has his Mickey James episode.
And yeah.
A lot of the big, you know, Batista was nailing everybody.
Didn't Hogan have his Miss Elizabeth episode?
CM Punk was nailing him. The only female Hogan was ever linked to in the wrestling business was Miss Elizabeth. And I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
In the heyday of the WCW, when they had all the night, I mean, they had fucking groupies pretty much as a dance team.
Yeah, the Nitro Girls.
That's my point. Shawn Michaels is married to one now.
Oof.
Good for him. So like Hogan's name was never linked to anybody in the wrestling business right. besides Miss Elizabeth in the 80s.
His steroids. Scandals came post-career.
Yeah. Steroids.
No, I'm sure he did his.
If he took steroids, allegedly.
I'm sure he had some females. So that's what surprises me is no stories came out.
Missy Hyatt? I don't know. Very
objection,
possible.
Speculation.
I mean, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Flair and Holly Berry? I mean.
Holly Berry?
Hallelujah.
We're to Hogan's comeback WWE run. Any thoughts? Remember the Mr. America shit?
I didn't watch any of it. I was out of it by then. So, like, I don't remember the NWO's run.
His match with The Rock is his exclamation point.
Didn't watch it. I mean, I wasn't watching at the time.
I didn't see it that night, no.
But I went back and watched it and how loud the crowd was and the chants back and forth. I mean, it was a pretty cool thing.
Thoughts on the match?
The match itself I thought was all right. I mean, yeah. I think if you take the crowd out of it, it's
very
mediocre.
Different. It's very different. It's Hogan taking off his weight belt and flexing.
It's like Hogan Sting.
Yeah. Oh, and that I just watched that table for three, and Sting said that was one of his top matches of all time. It's literally, we talked about it last time, one of the worst squash matches
just
I've ever seen.
Just a huge build, and then for nothing.
No delivery.
Yeah.
But people loved it.
The baby face chasing and then doesn't get the payoff.
Yeah, until they reverse the decision to get. Yeah.
I think people love any of those matches where it's just two huge-ass names, regardless of how it turns out or if they did work or whatever happens. People are going to remember those matches as great because they were this.
Is the match different if it's Austin and Hogan?
Very. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was the original plan, wasn't it not? Was it not? And then they couldn't work out something to where Hogan wanted to go over Austin, but Austin wanted to go over Hogan, and so they were just like, all right, well, we'll give Hogan to The Rock.
Ego's got in the way.
Here, you get Scott Hall.
Yeah.
And he was pissed about that.
I would be.
Yeah.
The money's in Hogan Austin.
Mm-hmm.
The honey was, or the honey. Did I say the honey?
Honey and money's the same, baby.
The money, mm-hmm. The money, honey. The money's in Hogan Austin. I think if you didn't get, even though The Rock was getting pretty big, that's 2002. What had he done by then? Scorpion King? He had to have done that by then.
Scorpion King was done. He'd probably done something else notable too
Tooth
by
Fairy?
02.
I don't know.
I just watched Rampage, the movie that he was in about those humongous animals, and that was pretty good. I mean, he's overacted, like as in any Rock movie. He completely overacts everything, but it wasn't bad. It was a good
highest
story.
Paid actor in Hollywood. It's shocking.
For sure.
Has Hogan done a movie since 02?
Yeah, he did. Is that
Gawker.
That one?
No, not that one.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoops.
It was released on small screen to a select few.
Literally. So were the audio tapes.
Mm.
No, but Hogan had that run. He won the belt after that match. He beat Triple H for the belt. He was WWF champion in 2002.
Hogan was?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I
champion. Had they split the belts by then?
I had no idea he ever held the belt when his return back.
Could have sworn they had made it into a world that god-awful, ugly.
Not yet. Oh, wait, no, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Oh.
Yeah. But he had it for a month, and he lost it to The Undertaker the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. The Scorpion. So the Mummy returns the Scorpion King. Then the Scorpion King 2, so that was in 2001, 2002.
So he's a movie star by then.
He is doing some TV stuff.
I mean, they didn't have
just the bullshit TV stuff, though, that everyone was doing back then if you were top of the card guy.
But his run is so less memorable because this is kind of when the crowd died off.
Mm-hmm.
They had sold WCW, so people weren't watching as often. They tried to bring back the NWO. That got little play. His run is quick, and then he comes back for that McMahon match at WrestleMania because he had been gone 6 months probably. Austin had left. There wasn't much going on in between there. I mean,
well, yeah, they threw the tag belts on him with Edge for a little bit there too.
Hogan
and
shit,
Edge?
That's right.
Jesus Christ!
Look at that memory. Hogan and Edge were a tag team.
Wow, really? I would have never guessed.
Yeah, and they got
paired those
and then
two
they,
up.
Then they lose him to Christian and somebody. I don't remember.
Exactly. I bet you I know who took the fall in that match. Not Hogan. He ain't laying down for fucking
Love
Christian.
To know how many times he was pinned from 87 until...
No, from 84 80, to 96.
That's what I was going to tell his end of the reign of the NWO.
Like, I had to guess six like, times clean?
Like cleanly?
Clean, yeah.
Warrior, Rock.
No, this is before that. This is like 84 to 96.
Through the NWO
run. Oh, through
run.
The NWO run. Well, the whole one?
Let's say the hot part of the NWO.
Piper
like
twice.
Like Goldberg.
Piper twice.
Pin?
Sleeper hold, one of them.
Man, it's not a pin. That's a, and he didn't. He did,
still a clean loss.
It's true. Give him 10, maybe? 10 times? You think?
Look at this parody account.
Somewhere in there?
Look at the description.
Still going to go back to this. The Mountie beat him.
That's right.
T.O., do you know that?
Rougeau in, on a card he promoted in Canada or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got paid handsome.
I'm going to beat you tonight. There's the finger. SummerSlam 91, nobody?
That jail cell.
No, that's great. No!
Was that with
There's the finger.
Was it him and a...
Boss man.
Yeah.
That's good shit. Still
I still laugh likeable. About it now.
Yeah. Well, his WWF or WWE runs not. He gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
This is what I don't know either, though. When did... So, was TNA after the Hall of Fame?
TNA had started in probably 2002.
Was this after the NWO angle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He did some stuff with Jarrett for them over in Japan. He had kind of started getting linked to that early, but that he never stuck.
That was like late 03.
Yeah.
When did he do his midget wrestling league or whatever that was?
Oh, man. His midget wrestling. Oh, God.
No, he did. He had some reality show or something.
Yeah. Well, that was where he taught celebrities to wrestle, too.
That, but they had him and Bischoff promote it or produce some...
The micro wrestling league?
Micro wrestling, yeah. And I'm scared of little people, so I didn't watch.
Yeah?
Really?
Oh, it's a weird thing.
Just kind of want to go into it now. Right on.
No.
Didn't gotcha. He help bring back American Gladiators there at some point?
Yeah. When was that? 2011? 2010?
I don't know, but he claimed
crashed
that,
and burned real quick.
He claimed that Layla Ali was a great friend of his, and she stopped him from committing suicide. One of his great lies, and they did the timing of when it was, and it was like they filmed the show before the tapes were released and all this, and it was just like, he just makes shit up. Like, it's amazing the shit this guy says.
We're going to get there. Let's not get out of line.
We're breezing through.
Yeah, well, we got to talk about Hogan Knows Best.
Ugh.
Dewey? You guys didn't watch that Dewey? Show?
I watched one episode and I was done.
Oh, no way. I watched that thing religiously.
I watched one and was really disappointed when I found out he was friends with the Nasty Boys. Those were like his boys. And I was just
you don't
like
the Nasty Boys?
It shocked me that Hulk Hogan was like
fucking
tight with
those guys.
Fucking Brian Knobs and Jerry Sags.
Come here, man.
And then,
he's going to give you a pit stop.
And then Brutus Beefcake would pop in every once in a while.
Yeah, that could all have been for show, though, right?
You know, those were his boys. And then how tight... He and Jimmy Hart were that was kind
of creeped
weird.
Out.
Old mouth of the South.
Yeah.
Did his daughter creep you out at that point? She had the look of that time, that mid 2000s.
That's
look.
What I was gonna say. Yeah. She was. I didn't think she was attractive. She looked too much like
Hulk
the
Hogan?
Mom and him. Yeah, I mean, like you could tell that they created that one.
How long did that show run?
I don't know, but he married a girl that looked just like his daughter, which also kind of freaked me out.
I think that show went 4 or 5 years. He was a big name again. That show. That show was big.
Yeah.
I have no internet. I can't. That
was on VH1. Long, it'd be like right after Flavor of Love or Brett Michaels' show.
Rock of Love.
Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, you name it.
Well, Brett Michaels, if you don't remember Brett Michaels, he was in a band called Rock of Love, and they had a show.
He was in a band not called Rock of Love.
I'm sorry. Their hit song was called Rock of Love. The band was Poison. Hit song was Rock of Love, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
Every rose has its thorn.
Okay. So Brett Michaels had
nothing
a show.
But a
anyway.
Good time.
There you go. I like that one too.
Yeah. How dare you, sir?
Is that not right? Okay. You are the whoriest whore that I've ever seen, and I can definitely have sex with you right
you
now,
and,
so I'm going to pick you.
You and Brett Michaels dressed alike in 2009.
What? Ed Hardy shirts?
Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Hogan knows best.
05 to 07.
05 to, so that ran for 3 years.
4 seasons, it says.
3 years, 4 seasons.
Hurting for money or hurting for fame to do the show?
I don't know. He was trying to get Brooke's rap career going. How'd that turn out?
Her song with Paul Wall is not bad.
Yeah, the only recordings that came out of that. I think the only recordings that came out of that.
No,
they did sound like a rap song a little bit.
Hold on. I got to look this song
up. Can we get a 10-second clip of this, please?
Oh, I don't think. No, that's the thing. The recorded, those audio of him using the N-word never came out. Just transcripts.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing. You've never heard him say it.
Wall.
He's very careful, brother.
Yeah, you'd think.
Hold on.
Oh, I have heard that.
It's all good.
Is this Rock of Love?
This is Paul Wall.
Oh.
What did it do, Paul Wall? Always talking.
Are they sing talking?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, we're about to get muted by YouTube.
All right.
Copyright material.
Yeah, what, all right. I don't think this is copyright.
Somebody copyrighted that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Paul Wall.
That's good to know. No, but that show, so it went off when he and Linda hit the skids, right? That's how it ended. Is that not correct?
What exactly caused split?
I guess she said, he said, she said that he was cheating on her.
Okay, I can buy that.
Who would have thought a wrestler, huh?
No, of course not. So many parties and all the fame and money. And
yeah, T.O.
Hold on. Paul Wall's sitting sideways.
I understand Paul Wall is sitting sideways. But host Corey is doing a fucking show. So turn that shit off. Nobody wants to fucking hear it then.
Hold on, nobody wants to hear it now. Brooke Hogan is in the video with Paul Wall. So my question,
that's fine.
Did he date Brooke Hogan?
They did more than that, bud.
I think Hulk had something to say about that.
Paul Wall was white.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
white.
Paul Wall's white?
Yeah, he's white.
Then he didn't have anything to say about
it. He was okay with it.
Yeah, I thought he was fine with rappers at first.
Yeah, because those recordings,
they were like the Beastie Boys.
Those recordings date back to around this time when he and Linda split up, and he said that he didn't want her dating no 9-foot African American, but not in those words.
Hard R.
Hard R. Oof.
No soft A in this one. It was hard R.
Is Hulk Hogan a racist?
I would think so, yeah.
According to Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, Titus ain't having any of it. Titus O'Neil is a current wrestler, Eric.
And he will have none of it. He doesn't like Hogan at all, huh?
He was the guy from Titus Knows Best.
Titus Knows Best? What channel was that on?
I have no idea. Chris Titus.
The cooking
Chris.
Network.
No. Titus O'Neil, not Chris Titus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chris Titus is a different person.
Apparently none of the African-American performers were feeling his apology.
That's why I'm asking, do you think Hulk Hogan is a racist?
Yeah, but back in the day, did Booker T, anybody come out and say that they felt this way when he was in his prime wrestling, or just since it came out of this recording and the transcripts came out?
Yeah, he has black friends.
He had, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, the dude...
Clearly he saw him on an equal level. In life, Jesus. God, maybe he was friends with Mr. T.
God,
what the fuck?
It.
He grew up
a
lot.
There was all the pictures.
He grew up in the city. I mean, he was practically raised African American.
Right.
He did say that.
That's
I mean,
true.
He did say that.
No, you're right. Well, I didn't think about that.
I just wondered if, like, if that was something that was ongoing that you know just wasn't spoken of in the locker room, but people kind of knew it back then, or if this is just something that came out after the transcript, because I mean the people that knew him best would be the wrestlers he was in the locker room with, you know what I mean?
I don't want to give a history of wrestling thing, but it's been said. Road Warrior Animal gave an interview. He's like, man, when we went down to Georgia, they gave us KKK cards, like, you're in because you're wrestling in Georgia.
Ooh,
like, here.
Wow. Okay.
It's not exactly that. You had maybe one black wrestler in your territory.
Coco Beware,
Memphis.
Junkyard Dog.
Who?
Junkyard Dog.
Mid-South. Good luck.
Harlem Heat.
There it is. No
territory.
Harlem Heat. There's WCW.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who else? Ice Train?
Ice Train.
Fuck yeah. Teddy Long?
Teddy Long. Yeah, I remember him.
Doom?
Coco Beware?
Got one for you. Iceman Parsons.
World-class championship wrestling.
Yes.
They had Tony Atlas in World Class for a bit.
Are we naming all the black wrestlers?
No, I'm just saying
there.
They had one in each territory.
So here's an article.
That's rough, man.
It's true.
I know.
Did Portland
have?
Thunderbolt Patterson said Ole Anderson told him when he's in Georgia, he goes, how many N-words do we need on the card? Thunderbolt Patterson said, we only need one N on the card, and that's me.
Wow.
Who'd Portland wrestling
said it right in front of Tony Atlas.
Wow.
Fuck. Billy Jack Haynes. Ah, no. He's not black. No, Kansas City had Rufus Freight Train Jones. Rufus R. Jones.
Let's fast forward to 2011, and I want to read you an article.
Oh, man. This not series. The whole article.
No. Just these are some of the quotes about
it. But wait a minute. Let's
Brooke Hogan and Hulk Hogan's perverted relationship.
Let's close down the Hogan racism angle here. Because what Eric said was, do you think it was known in the locker room? And my point is they didn't have many black wrestlers
my
in the locker room.
My point is he didn't want any black guys putting lotion on his daughter's thighs but him.
Okay. I understand that. Can we not go there yet?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The whole point is now that he's been reinstated into WWE, do you think he is legitimately a racist human being?
Everyone says no. Everybody that knows him and worked with him back in the day say that he did tons of stuff for the African American community.
That does not matter. That does not make you not racist.
Right, here you go. So what if it wasn't just a yes or no? What if it was a percentage? If you have to put a percentage, is Hogan racist 60% of the
70.
Time? 70% of the time, 30% of the time? Let's just not make it a yes or no. Do you think he was racist? And if so, put a little percentage on it.
70.
I just think, how old is Hogan?
Close 60, to 70 years
yeah,
old.
60
close
something,
to 70.
Right?
He was, okay, he was 40 in 94 when he went, so he's probably 64, 65.
Yeah.
So think
93, 94.
So think about people 41. That age and the use of that word.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Back in that time. And
you're saying it doesn't mean he doesn't like black people. Yes, that's what you're saying.
No, because it's a generational thing.
I think
someone our age saying that is non-defendable, mm-hmm. non-anything.
Doesn't want his daughter dating him.
No, but here's my thing. So the context and the way he said this stuff.
Context is king. Shout out to 83
that,
Weeks.
That is a racist behavior and that's racist actions. Not wanting your daughter to date someone because they're African American. That is because of race.
Right. So and what they say is after age 60, that's when you start to change your ways. So obviously that mindset has changed.
I don't think so. Here's my thing, though. His use of the word does not bother me as much.
Yeah, you're not black.
No, what I'm saying is what bothers me is the context and how he used it.
Right.
I think some people use that word his age and they
mean it.
It didn't mean what it means now.
So you take it out of your vocabulary.
Someone that's 60 that's set in their ways. Like, I I'm not defending it, and I
know.
But what I'm saying is the way he said it, I don't want, it doesn't matter if it's a black person, a Hispanic person, his daughter dating another female.
He probably would have found a derogatory term for any race at that moment if that was, who was trying to date his daughter.
If he didn't want his daughter being a lesbian. And he said, I don't want her dating that dyke.
Yeah.
Let's just use,
I agree.
I would consider him a sexist because of that, or a gay basher, or homophobic.
Had people stopped using the terms gay and retarded and queer and all that stuff by that time? Is that just in the past 5 years that people actually started pulling it out of their vocabulary?
I think that's, I think that stopped in the mid-2000s.
Boy, man, people were still saying that shit. It wasn't really. I think we're giving a lot of credit to the last 10 years that we should be giving credit to the last 4 to 5 years.
Right, there you go.
Maybe.
He's not getting a pass. I don't think he should get a pass on anything.
No,
on
but I mean,
if he's changed, he's changed, and good for him.
Showing racist actions and acting as a racist, and not wanting your daughter to date a black guy,
unless he's 9 foot tall.
Versus dropping N bombs.
Or no, I can't remember the exact word.
That's two different things. It's acting and saying they're both wrong. But 65-year-old man saying it and just saying, that N word. If it was something along those lines, I think a pass might have been given more on that. I think people are actually giving him an easier time and not focusing on,
because they never heard it. They only read it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't, like, if I'm Titus O'Neil or I'm one of the African Americans in the locker room, this guy doesn't think of us being good enough for his daughter. Because that was the context in the where he said, I don't want her dating this. And my thing is, if he didn't even say the N-word, he said, just let's say he just said African-American. I don't want Brooke dating this African-American. That's still racist.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not arguing.
Totally.
You know,
is.
So I mean, like, that's the whole thing. Like, I think people have forgotten the context in which it was said and in which it came out.
I don't think anybody's forgotten.
And not dropped. I mean, I haven't heard it brought up.
Okay. So, but we'll move on from that. So you say he wants to fuck his daughter. So let's go with that.
That's
a weird ass relationship. And then he marries a girl that looks just like her. I mean, it's
you got like evidence to support your theory.
Well, I mean,
there's pictures
of him rubbing suntan lotion on her inner thighs.
Inner thighs.
Yeah, him going to her nude photo shoot.
No, come on, nude.
PETA.
Alex, would you go to Brooke Hogan's nude photo shoot?
No.
Really?
I would not.
That's sexist. I don't care what women do with their bodies. It's their choice.
Just Brooke Hogan, yes.
I just figured out a way to turn that around just sitting right here.
No, I wouldn't. You couldn't. For
real? Brooke Hogan's not hot to you guys?
No.
What? Man. Really? She's like 5'10", blonde.
Dumb.
Hey. God, leave that to Alex to say that stuff. Alex, what were you going to say?
Dumb.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm just listening.
What about that? Well, T.O., what were you going to say about your little, you had an article that you wanted to read word for word. It's like a 6-page article.
No, it's just them, like, they had to defend their relationship because it was so weird. I mean, like.
Yeah.
She had to come out and say, I'm tired of people, like, having to defend myself for saying my dad and I have a perverted relationship.
Mm.
What would they do that's, like, I don't understand, like, what's the context of this that the people consider? Obviously, the inner thigh lotion thing's fucking pretty weird and the nude photo shoot. But other than that, like, was...
Other than that?
Those two crazy-ass fucking things that are...
You are defending him?
No, I want to know. Is there more evidence? Is it just these two scenarios here, or what's going on?
His
things on the show.
His wife looking just like her. I mean, like, they could be...
It's not their fault that they... produced a fucking girl that was the mix of the parents.
No, I'm talking about...
That's what happens.
Talking about who he married after...
That's genetics.
...the relationship.
Yes, I'm with you.
He married a girl that was the same age as her, or close to, that looked almost identical to her.
Well, she's not... it's just not like she's an ugly woman. I mean, some blondes look the same.
Yeah, I would say that doesn't mean he wants to do his daughter.
Girls tan. Girls get
older
fake
men
boobs.
Want a younger woman.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson wanted a girl that looked just like his ex-wife. I mean, he just happened to kill his... Well, not even ex. Yeah,
allegedly.
Did kill his...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You guys keep talking. I'll see other examples of that stuff.
God damn. Once you pop, you can't stop with fucking the money team.
I don't know.
I mean, I know you can see because he's got his fucking
put it this way. On Google, you type in Brooke Hogan and Hulk.
Oh, shit.
And the first thing that comes up, Hogan weird relationship.
He's right.
Type in WNBA triple doubles.
15 times Brooke and Daddy.
Did you mean NBA triple doubles?
This is from August 18th, 2017. 15 times Brooke and Daddy Hogan were too close.
Oh, Jesus.
15 called killer curves. Oh, Dad, we don't know if he picked out her outfit or if she had a stylist do it, but he clearly enjoyed the outcome. While we appreciate Dad's support of their daughter. Jesus Christ. Poolside romance.
Okay, man.
Boy, that's good.
A little fucking weird here.
Tell us some more. Anything else? Any other times besides that poolside shot where he's rubbing lotion?
Wait a minute. What's he doing right there? Did he have his dick in his hand right
there? Is that okay? That is him rubbing lotion on her ass.
Not a bit. That is not okay a bit. Not even a little bit.
Beach bums, literally.
Yeah.
Muscle-loving Brooke. Double timing.
As these guys look through these, be sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow, twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow, and youtube.com/numeral3horsemanshow, or just type in T-H-R-E-E, Horseman, H-O-R-S-E-M-E-N,
Show and put the in front of it. The Three Horsemen Show. What? Check it out. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on iTunes.
A few months ago, Hawk tweeted a picture of Brooke sitting with her legs crossed. Well, he could have said something sweet like, my successful daughter, or talked about the situation they were in together. He instead just said, Brooke's legs.
Check out YoRadio.com. Check us out on Yo Radio. Go to the lineup media station. Oh, boy. So you really think he wants to do...
All signs point to yes.
Alex, as if you're watching us on YouTube, thanks. And I'm not sure how you've made it this far, but tell us about the belt today. My new favorite.
Just got like this earlier this week. This is the NWA domed globe on red, which was actually how the original was made. And then I guess over time, the red just started to fade. And
that's
so
Harley Race Jack Briscoe title there, right? Oh, there, yeah. Babe.
And then they went to the black leather, which I like the red leather better. Blah, blah. So
red leather better. That's Brooke's next rap song.
Mm-hmm. It'll sell three copies.
That girl could hum a tune.
Three singles on iTunes.
But she could hum a couple other things. No, I'm joking. T.O. got anything to say about her humming tune?
No, I'm just looking at the...
The lotion was disturbing, the picture. Well, that was disturbing.
Would you let your
daughter wear a thong with you on the boat?
No.
Well, he's okay with it here.
He's promoting his daughter. We haven't even talked about the crash with his kid and the conversations on the phone when he's in jail.
That's where I was going, and then we went to this.
Well, go ahead.
Let's hear that.
I legit don't know anything about it other than Nick gets into a car accident, and that kind of leads to the cancellation of the show.
Yeah, that hurt, I think, the whole thing. And then his wife leaves him, yeah, and took him for everything he was fucking worth. Jesus. I mean, she's
still trying to get money from him something.
Yeah, because he's got businesses they're tied up into that she can't fucking latch onto. You think that's disturbing? Look at the guy she was fucking dating compared to what Hogan did. I know you're saying it's Hogan and his daughter, but
she dated like a 19-year-old or 18-year-old.
What would you do if somebody was, if you had a fucking Hummer or a Lambo and you see some fucking 19-year-old kid the same age as your son driving around in that shit while your kid's in jail? I'd have fucking killed, yeah.
You would have fucked him like she did?
Uh-oh.
What?
Got him.
He looked a little like I did when I was that age. Anything else?
Yeah, it looks like he's holding his fucking dong in front of his daughter and Jimmy Hart in this picture.
The point going back to the Nick Hogan thing was they had those conversations in jail, and he was going to do anything he could to get him out. They basically said, and I can't think of his name, the friend might have been named Nick. That was in the car with him. Anyway, my computer won't work.
Yeah, he had an Italian last name.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what it is.
But, I mean, left him for dead because they could have given a shit. I mean, I know they got some money out of him, but.
Well, did Michael Graziano.
Michael Graziano.
He died, right?
No.
It says he dies of injuries.
Oh, did he?
That's what it says.
What year?
2012.
Ugh. Nick was free and clear by then.
He was hurt, though.
Who was?
Hogan's kid got hurt in the car wreck, didn't he?
Not bad.
So this is a scene.
Not compared to dying from your injuries, no. Well,
fair
point. Truth.
You've got the better end of the stick on that one, right?
But that's what sent him downward were those conversations on the phone. That started the whole thing. This is back before 2010. They got all those recordings of him talking to him in jail. And then the Hogan fucking train went yonder. It went south. Went south to TNA is where it went.
Hmm.
You guys excuse that, or what do you think of those conversations he had with his child? Is that what any dad would say? We're gonna do whatever we can to get you out?
Yeah. To an extent, yeah.
I mean, I think they also fought any lawsuits from the parents in terms of helping their son or getting any...
I mean, how dumb are you to not know that every conversation you have is being recorded?
Kind of what I thought.
I
understand being in somebody's house and not thinking you're getting recorded fucking your wife, but I wouldn't have thought somebody would record me doing that, but I would definitely think about what I said on a phone to my son in the jail.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid on his part. He should have thought about, I get what he's saying though, like, we're gonna do whatever we can to get you out. He's trying to give his son a little bit of peace of mind, like, you're not gonna be in here forever, we're gonna help you, you know, dad's gonna give you a hand. Mm-hmm. Here, So he's trying to, you know, even whether or not he could or could not, he's at least trying to set his son's mind at ease from somebody sitting in, you know, an orange jumpsuit at the time.
Yeah, I want to say there is also, I think he had said something along racial lines in that.
He hard-hearted again?
Yeah, well, he made references. Yeah, they released them. This is 2008 that this had all gone down. And Hulk Hogan making more racially charged remarks to Sun via, this was through the Daily Mail, so. He tells his 17-year-old son, you and me been sitting on some serious phone dialogue here, N-word with an A. And then he was 61 at the time, and he kept calling him N-word with the A at the end.
So that's son? Calling his son that?
Yeah, like say okay, as a friendly.
I retract my previous statement. If he's using it like that, even calling his son, whether it's right or not is a different argument. She should not be saying that. But to him, that's probably not racially charged.
That's because, like, he grew up in Miami and he has a lot of black friends.
You know what I mean? That's just like I would think that that's just a
dude. I have a picture with a black guy. Come on, what do you mean?
I don't know. I would
you
say
don't see color when you take pictures.
But my friend's black, so.
Oh.
What, I can't say it? No.
Go ahead. You guys know the story about Hogan and Mike Tyson almost main eventing WrestleMania 6, but they didn't do it.
Hogan beat his ass in a boxing match when they were training in.
Yep, 85.
That has to be it.
85, before he got big.
Well, it was after he did Rocky and realized how he was a world-class boxer.
This is after Metallica.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was it.
So Hogan, they were going to main event 86 WrestleMania?
90.
No, this is 6, WrestleMania 6.
Okay, so now it's 96 or 90.
What stopped the, what happened?
I'm sure Hogan wouldn't.
Mike Tyson doesn't know how to fucking wrestle. That's one thing that probably stopped it. But he wanted to get in there. Who doesn't?
I would wrestle. Would you take Vinnie Mac? Yes, exactly. I would do it too. I would do it too. You're going to get injured, so what? It'll be worth it.
I'd take the big boot and the leg drop for a nice payday.
Mm-hmm. I'd do it. I'd do it for free. I'd probably do it for free.
Yeah.
Just to say that you took
it. Right.
What's kind of funny is since I played that Paul Wall song,
oh no,
songs have just kept playing.
Why?
David Banner, Like a Pimp, and Lil Flip.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that shit.
That's just kind of funny.
Nobody wanted to hear it then.
In 2000s, that's what I listened to, stuff like that.
No,
yeah.
Didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, early 2000s. That was the...
Sweet Jesus.
Was the music.
Okay, so...
So now we're to Hogan. What was the next big thing?
What did he do at TNA? Honestly, because I never watched TNA. I never have.
Damaged his reputation.
I was going to say, I never watched it either, so I have nothing to...
But didn't he try to recreate the Monday Night Wars and... Mm-hmm.
They went live.
Did he take over... Was he, like, an executive of the company? Like,
he and Bischoff.
But they kind of took him for a ride, I understand.
Oh, they just bled him dry.
So...
Hogan got in the ring. He wrestled Sting and didn't take a bump because his back was shot.
In 2012? Or?
Somewhere in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful. I don't know why he even fucking thought that was a good idea. Ego. But it was actually, but it got eyes on the company. Well,
ego.
They had Kurt Angle in the company. They had AJ Styles. God, they had some fucking talent.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, everybody's in WWE now.
If you look at the guys that were there, yeah. But it shows it's a marketing machine.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what talent the other companies have. It doesn't matter what's behind it. There is a machine in place that has a monopoly that just you can't compete with.
Guys that have the money don't know how, and guys that have the know-how don't have the money. That's the way it'll always be.
If Daniel Bryan, and we've talked about this, though, and not to get off on another tangent, but if Daniel Bryan
not you.
Doesn't re-sign with WWE and say CM Punk goes, you know, because they're doing an event at Madison Square Garden the week of WrestleMania. The same guys that are doing All In. So do you think if Daniel Bryan and CM Punk went to this company, what sustainability would a company like that have?
None. Any other questions?
Yeah, right. I'm right there with you.
What names would have to go?
None. Can't. There isn't a name.
So Kevin Owens, AJ Styles.
Nope.
It definitely ain't CM Punk.
So if you take 10
Do you have any way to get that company to in front of a, like 100,000 people in a big, like a Superdome or something?
Well, the internet is what would drive. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't think there'll be any momentum from this All In?
Nope.
If Punk wrestles, Brian goes.
Nope.
Okay. So
it's not possible.
There's so okay.
This is the first time anybody's put 10,000 people.
Well,
in
so here's,
in the
here's my deal.
Since WCW or WWE.
Hogan couldn't do it. Everything Hogan had ever done worked. When he went to WCW, it took off. Came back.
Not immediately.
No, but when, once the NWO hit,
okay.
He was the guy that made that big. Nobody else could have done that, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
When he went back to WWE,
mm-hmm.
he main events at WrestleMania with The Rock, and it's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he was involved with and didn't make it work was TNA. And they had stars there, and they had potential. That's kind of my point to where, like, nobody can do it now.
They blew
could,
it.
You could take any 10 guys from WWE's roster right now, mm-hmm. and they couldn't do it because Hogan couldn't do it. None of these guys are Hogan and what he was. And, like, if – and that's kind of the point. If Hogan couldn't do it and there was all that talent with him, could a company sign 10 guys from WWE
nope.
right now and make it work?
Hold on.
No.
I will add to that. So let's say you take these 10 guys, but you throw them into New Japan, and New Japan continues their –
Build
into the U.S. market. You still don't think they would?
No,
really,
I don't think so either. I just think the machine that is WWE, the infrastructure, everything they have,
the name. That's all it is. The name. It's not. If it doesn't have WWE on the headline, nobody's fucking going. Nobody's going to their shit.
That is true.
They can't fucking put 3,000 people in a house show. They're papering at fucking pay-per-views and Monday Night Raw. Nobody's watching this shit.
And, like, what I would compare it to, I guess, is kind of any upstart football league.
There you go.
It's not the NFL.
Here, we're going to go out and compete with the NFL. Oh, all right. Hey, put a baseball league on
Didn't
Fox
Vince
Sports.
Didn't Vince McMahon try that?
He's trying again.
XFL, wasn't that what it was, right?
It'll never get off.
There are two of them. There's XFL and this Alliance of American Football.
What's funny about that is Ebersol's doing that.
Yeah.
Which was his partner in XFL.
Yeah, two shitty football leagues. You can watch on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, love doing
that.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what was that that football? It was like indoor, and it had no sidelines.
Arena.
It was like arena football, yeah.
I think it shut down, didn't it?
Yeah, I hope.
That's fucking dreadful.
They have the lingerie football league that's indoors.
Do you want to talk about the Gawker shit or not?
I mean, I do because it's a huge thing.
He won a fuck ton of money out of that.
But also just the precedent of, you know...
being like, filmed having sex with somebody else's wife.
Freedom of... I mean, like, there was a lot of...
First Amendment.
Yeah, there was a lot involved.
Still, you can't record a conversation with somebody else without consent in states, but you can record somebody fucking your own wife? What kind of shit is that?
So,
and then release it?
First of all, I don't think that was the first time Hogan had banged that guy's wife.
Did they release it for monetary value? Did Bubba the Love Sponge and his wife make money off giving that to Gawker? That's the question.
Anybody know?
I don't know. I think that it got too... I think that's what they decided was that they had something to do with Gawker getting that film.
Probably
Did they try extorting Hogan?
Probably.
I think there was something along those lines. And then
they should have tried extorting Linda.
Hogan then threatened legal.
Fuck, his money was
gone. That's the play right there, yeah.
Hogan then threatened legal action against Gawker if they released it. They released it. Then they got the injunction, and then it went from there.
And then he won, what, $51 million? Didn't we look this
31.
Up?
The settlement was huge.
31?
31, I thought.
It was originally 100.
The verdict was huge. The settlement was still big.
Yeah.
They put Gawker out of business.
Yeah, they're done. Which Gawker was? I'm not even sure. Were they like a legit porn site? Is that what they were?
No.
Were they a celebrity? What was Gawker?
A news site.
It was a multimedia site.
Yeah.
It was news.
It would be a TMZ, cross a TMZ and BuzzFeed.
Okay. So they
the
weren't
funny
a
RedTube
or anything.
Gawker had outed a CEO or something of this firm in Silicon Valley.
You're right.
As being gay. And he bankrolled Hogan's defense. And just
it was the ultimate revenge.
Yeah,
right.
So this guy, the company that outed this CEO, ultimately bankrupted this company.
See, I'm on Hogan's side on this
shit.
I think these other people that released sex tape, if you know what, and that's the other question, was he behind it?
Has any dude ever released a sex tape on their own to gain fame? No, it's
a guy.
It's always the gals that do it. The gals.
The gals.
The broads.
Do it?
You see?
Now you're talking Alex's language.
No, I was trying to get him into the conversation.
Yeah, he's almost going to talk again. Well, he's ready to run our game show, so as soon as we get finished up with fucking Hogan.
Pam Anderson, for her benefit. Kim Kardashian.
Kanye.
Pam Anderson didn't need the fucking... she needed none of that. She
still
just ended up making money.
Ton of money, though.
Well, because they fucking put their name on it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. The females
Paris
are the ones
Hilton.
That always gained Paris the money.
China. Although that was that other guy
China.
That released, Rick...
Solomon.
Rick Solomon.
China.
China.
She's with the company, though. I mean, like, she got paid to do that.
Paige. She didn't release that shit, for sure.
That's the only one that did. Yeah, that's a good one. But she has, like, a library. Like 60 videos strong.
Jesus.
She's done more porn than half of the gals out in Silicon. Or that, not Silicon Valley.
That girl goes down.
That girl gets down.
Well, I mean, how else you say it? Fucking double teams and...
shit, the whole nine, huh?
Riding the fucking...
How much sex was she having? Because, I mean, she was videotaped 60-something times within a 2-year period.
Yeah, some of that's
a
masturbation.
A lot.
Yeah. But...
And for the, I'm just saying. For the record, where can we go to download those videos?
TheFappeningBlog.com.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know. Yeah, what?
I feel bad for that kid, though.
I definitely feel bad for her. So, I'm glad she's really okay. So, I'm glad she's not. We thought she'd be dead.
I thought she'd kill herself.
So synopsis
really
of the Gawker incident. Hulk Hogan had sex with his friend, Bubba Love Sponge's wife. Bubba Lone Sponge was ultimately responsible for releasing that video of that incident to a website or news columnist.
Which also tied in his talk on that tape of the using the N-word. All that was tied in together.
Because it came in Discovery.
Yeah, because that was like 2015.
Yeah.
So an eventuality of it was Gawker got shut down because of the lawsuit that Hogan put against him, which was bankrolled by a guy that was outed to be gay by Gawker. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he won, what, $31 million at the...
Is that the last count?
Yeah.
That was all he got?
I thought it was more than that, a little bit more.
Well, they had to sell assets.
Yeah, the settlement was up over 100-something million,
right.
Wasn't it? But I think that initially, after everything was said and done, he ended up with, like, I thought 31.
Yeah, 31 verdict.
There he goes, 31, yeah.
But it was in liquidation.
But everybody knew he wasn't going to get that much.
Yeah.
$31 million is a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, I wonder how much fucking Linda got of that. Ugh.
They were divorced.
I mean, think about
that time,
on Hogan's side.
Still
like,
go after it.
He won both ways. Hmm? Well, I mean, did it happen
while they were married?
Did she divorce him because of that incident?
Oh, they were separated.
Were they already separated?
Well,
that
was the story. He was depressed, and he said they'd been trying to get him to do it, and he was weak.
Is this when he was saved from suicide by Tatiana Ali? Man, see,
like,
that's
yeah, it doesn't, none, the time frame doesn't add up because he did Gladiators way before, or way after that or something. Like,
I think it all ties together, T.O. I think you're a Hulk Hogan hater. I think you're a Triple H.
Heather Klim is the
did
one
you get that,
that? She's the one that had a sex tape that never got famous from it.
Who the fuck is Heather Klim?
It was the girl that was in the tape.
Oh, well, good that we know.
But
that now.
It's because the tape was never released.
All right.
She would have became a star if that would have came out because she was great looking for that time frame.
Hmm.
Have you know what she looks like?
Now I do. Now I'm thinking about it. Brunette, tall brunette.
Yeah. Good looking.
That python powder in her.
Bubba the Love Sponge was an absolute douchebag, though, and I don't ever understand how Hogan was buddies with that guy.
I can't stand him.
Talks about it goes back to the circle of friends that guy kept.
Goes back to using the N-word, too.
What, nasty?
Bubba
nasty
Love,
boys?
No, I think Bubba was not seen as one of those racial equality guys either.
Tallinasty or, no, where was he from? Tampa.
Fuck.
Because he had an incident with, was it Amazing Kong?
Yeah.
And that's why he got
awesome
fired.
Kong.
Awesome Kong, yeah. And she smacked, like, I think she beat his ass, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you got to love Awesome Kong. Who is now, what is she in GLOW? She is, God dang it, she wasn't Junk Chain.
The Welfare Queen.
Welfare Queen.
Yeah.
Dude, you've got to see GLOW.
GLOW, what is
GLOW?
GLOW
is the show on
Netflix.
Netflix.
It's great.
Is it good?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I've seen one episode.
You're fucking missing out. Binge watch season 1 and season 2. It's the best thing on Netflix. I don't care what anybody says. Allison Breeze in it. Betty Gilpin's fucking smoking hot. Oh.
Nudity in this one.
There's nudity. Okay. Is Hulk Hogan the greatest superstar of all time?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. For sure. That was easy? What?
What is he?
Your keyword there is superstar. You didn't say wrestler.
You didn't say wrestler. Yeah, he's done more for the. I think he's done more and paved more roads than anyone else has.
Whoa, Owen's shaking his head.
What do you think? I don't know.
What?
I think there's four different things. I think Flair is the greatest worker. I think Hogan.
Really?
Hogan is probably the most influential in getting things going. I think Austin is probably the biggest box office merch guy, and I think Rock is the most successful
crossover.
I think those four are responsible for so much that you have to. They all deserve their own lane and recognize it as that.
No John Cena.
Right, but would they evolve? Would either of the other three? Well, okay, so excluding Flair, would The Rock or Austin been able to reach the superstardom that they had reached had Hogan not done what he'd done in the 80s and 90s? I mean, in the early.
Wow, then you don't. That's.
You know what I mean? I mean, is their success a direct.
The Rock, yes, just because of the guy, the talent that he is, the charisma that the guy has, and the work ethic. The guy would have made it in Hollywood somehow, some way.
Okay.
I think so.
What about Austin? Do you think he would have rose if, I mean, because Hogan basically brought wrestling to the mainstream. I mean, no, people watched it, but it was, you know, like territorial, like when Vinnie Mack also, but Hogan was the face of that.
Oh, I think Austin and Hogan run neck and neck.
You think so? Huh?
Both of them right place, right time.
Now, I love Austin as well, but I just can't overlook what Hogan did in the late 80s, early 80s and bringing everything. You know,
that's why I say merch.
Three.
If you add up all the fucking merch that fucker sold, if you combine the NWO and
he double dipped
all that
shit, on the NWO.
Oh, well, they say he double dipped on people's wrestling figures. They say Hulk Hogan was signed on all of them, all the pay per view back ends he got. Dude,
he was getting money per pay per view sale, too.
Oh, he was getting he was fucking in his contract.
Nice.
I shouldn't say that.
And then he
it
had,
was allegedly in his.
And then he had Sovereign Nations to where he would stay within. He was always the highest paid, no matter what. So guys would come in.
Never mind.
What was it called? It was Sovereign Nations.
Favored Nations.
I mean, the guy.
I don't know that he had that.
Well, Hall and Nash did.
Mm-hmm. That's the rumor.
And he never made less than them. So every time someone went to the table,
no, he didn't.
And then anytime anyone else came in, Hall and Nash had to be within. A certain percent of that. So those guys were just getting raises after raises after raises.
Yeah.
Brilliant people there.
And there's no allegedly about it. His WCW contract is online.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I don't think Favored Nations is in it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said allegedly, like whenever you were talking about double dipping.
Back ends and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's stuff that is missing from that contract, too. Because, look, yeah, you can add. I know, because that was all in discovery for the case of.
Probably the divorce.
God dang. No. Every contract from WCW is on the internet. Can you believe that? We can see what all those guys fucking made. Remember when we went through that list?
Yeah.
We started naming. No wonder they went out of fucking business.
Well, because they had like 90 wrestlers.
Oh, my God.
Either that or just watch one of Cornette's podcasts. He goes through pretty much everybody in the 80s and 90s.
How meticulous was that fucker? Jesus.
Him talking about how he could go out of the curtain and count seats in the stadium. And
fuck,
how much
you
was
and I
full.
Could do that? Oh
no,
bullshit!
That guy just amazes me. Like just to be able to try to figure out what they're gonna make off a night by counting.
Yeah. Going back to that, I say Hogan's the biggest star in the history of wrestling because people, if you say wrestling, people still say Hulk Hogan.
I agree.
Yep. So yes, it's just like movie stars.
When does that change though?
I don't think it ever changes because wrestling eventually dies.
Once, but I'm saying in 20 years, once, you know, people die, is the answer still Hogan?
Oh, when he dies, he'll get bigger.
People our age, do they say Hogan, though, when they say wrestling? Or do they say The Rock?
Do they say Hogan.
Where's the cutoff?
I say Hogan, and I'm younger than you guys.
Where's the cutoff? When does the answer become Hogan?
Or The Rock? I think there are not enough people who saw wrestling at the time.
Realize The Rock wrestled?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking, too. I don't think you had the viewership to where anyone's going to say.
So do you think they get dropped off and John Cena becomes, John Cena, because of the kids that watch it? Because kids watched it more. Kids watch it more now, and when we were watching it, it was more of a teenager thing. That we gradually went through as watching it as Hogan's era, as kids, and stayed watching it until our teenage years to where it probably happens now. Kids watch it until they're probably 12, get to middle school, and think, oh, this is corny shit.
Mm.
I say The Rock, but everyone underneath me says John Cena. Everyone younger than me.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I was going to say. I think that I think that might be a generation. You got to think about it because Cena's been on top for.
Thank you, Weston.
My kid has a John Cena hat. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, my God.
So. 15 years. So you've got kids that.
You know what's funny is The Rock wrestled for 6 full years.
That's
you
it?
Added up all his shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, it seems like he had such a longer run than that.
And he was on top for 3 of them?
About that. Ish. On top, sharing it with Austin.
But went out on his own, didn't get hurt. I mean, like, just, you know.
He's a movie star. He's not a wrestler.
Yep. Yeah. So, okay, quick thought on the conversation we had on the first episode about if you did, like, if you didn't have Hogan, who could you put in that spot?
Yep.
So one person I didn't even think of, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it, what if McMahon brought in Magnum T.A. had he not had his accident?
Magnum T.A. was not big and tan is the only problem.
But he could have gotten that way.
He doesn't have the look. He's not 6'6".
How tall is he?
6'1".
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was taller than that.
He could have gotten the chicks fired up.
Well, see, that's where I was going.
But they were marketing to kids. They weren't marketing to women.
But they eventually went there, is what I'm saying.
Well, eventually.
But
with Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Fucking right.
So, I don't know. I just...
Magnum T.A. is not a bad... I don't think you get to the heights. I don't think you put Magnum T.A. on TV or have him host Saturday Night Live or have him on the cover of Sports Illustrated or main event the Superdome.
Well, I just... He was a name I thought of that we
Silverdome.
Didn't...
Fuck. See, Hogan, I give you a pass there. It's a long WrestleMania 30. He came out. The events at the Superdome, he kept calling it the Silverdome. So then I just did what he did.
Yeah, you'll have that.
People are human.
But anyway, that was a name that we didn't bring up, so I just...
Yeah.
Thoughts on that and... I don't know.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I Alex, said Magnum T.A.
Gawker.
No.
What kind of game show you got?
Yeah, we got a game
today.
Show. Yeah, we're the fucking continued. Let's
do it.
Let's do this. Alex is running the show this week, T.O. Do you know what's going on here?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you hear me?
You got to tell everybody what's going on in case they didn't listen last week.
So last week we...
I know they didn't.
So last week we had a show where Corey hosted a Name That Tune
boom, boom.
Themed... So hard to
spit it out.
So hard to talk with this music going because I love this music so much. All right, I'm just gonna pause this. So
tell him, brother.
So basically, Corey hosted a wrestling theme show, Name That Tune style. So
that's
We're gonna do kind of the same thing, except I'm gonna give you a little bit more time.
We're gonna do fucking Christmas songs this week. No, don't do that. We're sticking with wrestling themed. Name That Tune.
Correct. I know what he's doing. Favorite, it's going to be female wrestlers.
Yeah, not him. Velvet McIntyre. Fuck.
Did she have a theme?
Rockin' Robin.
Okay, so.
Who's up first?
Well, I'm getting there. So, Jeopardy format. So, there's going to be 80s and 90s with 100 to 500 points, and then there's a 1,000 pointer you can pick. So, basically, I kind of randomly pick names, and it's just happens to be Corey goes first.
Bitches.
Eric goes second. T.O.'s going third.
Can I steal them?
I'm playing these two?
I'm getting there. So if someone misses one, as far as steals, the next person gets to...
But if it's Jeopardy format, don't we hit the buzzer?
There's no buzzer.
Oh, I can just yell.
I couldn't get buzzers on short notice. Sorry. There are 2 daily doubles. I will let you know if you pick one of those.
We have 24 minutes to do this before there's an angry Armenian
We'll get there. We'll get there. So I'll be keeping score. Final Jeopardy will be in 2 parts.
Shit.
Sorry, 4 parts.
Bring the fucking heat.
I'm going to play each theme for 15 seconds, but there will be no replays.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm starting off.
You are starting off. So pick 80s or 90s, 100 through 500, or go for the throat and pick 1,000.
80s, 500.
Let's do it.
Watch this fucking shit.
All right. Got to pull it up here. Here we go.
How quickly do I get this?
5 seconds.
Think so?
I don't know. Yeah.
Now, technically, this was Slick's theme by himself, too.
Correct.
Okay.
He didn't use it in the phrase of a question. He said Jeopardy format.
Who is Slick?
Okay.
So I got 500.
What is Slick?
Me.
Where is Slick?
All Kansas right. City.
Was
territory, baby.
One Man Gang come out to that way? Or Akeem?
Akeem.
Yeah. Akeem the Dream.
But it wasn't all the time. Yeah. I'm still right.
All right.
That's what matters.
Eric.
90s for 300.
90s for 300.
Whoa.
I want to see if it works. That's all I'm doing. I won't use it.
Ready? Hold on.
Got to watch out for the ad business. We don't want to get in trouble. Why are you playing it into your earphones?
See, you know, Shazam picks up old WWE music.
Look at him.
I'm curious if it does. I'm not going to cheat.
Might.
Curious. All right, here we go. Ready?
Ready when you are.
You said 90s, 300.
That's right. I'm ready to answer. It's Big Boss Man?
Correct.
Who is Big Boss Man? Cobb County, Georgia, though.
So
I mean, just kind of gave
it
away.
Cheat because it did work.
Fuck,
it
no
work?
Wonder that's yeah. only
did it work?
300.
Nice. Yeah, right.
God damn.
Okay, I'm going to go 90s for 1,000.
Oh!
Yeah, fuck you. I'm not letting Corey just run away with it.
Oh, you won't get this.
I know, but still.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Ready? If it does, I'm going.
Hang on. Here we go.
Are the words removed?
Mm-hmm. No. It's an instrumental.
Uh-oh. I think you might have just given the game to Corey.
Even I'm kind of stumped on this one. Because no, I think two people.
I remember it from a video game.
You going to steal it?
No.
Oh.
One thing I left out. There is a time limit. I'm giving you 30 seconds to answer.
That's fuck. Fine. You're not going to play it again.
Nope.
You get 5 seconds.
Think it out, T.O. Think it out.
15 seconds.
Mm. Better make a bet or make a guess at least.
Yeah. Rick Martel.
Yeah. Steal for Corey.
Is it to me for a steal?
Yep.
Since we played theirs last week, I'm stuck between thinking it's the Steiner Brothers or Rick Rude. And I don't think the Steiners had one like that, but that might have been their early 90s, their first theme. So I am going to say for the steal.
10 seconds.
I'm going to say Rude.
Incorrect.
It's
Bret Hart.
It's the
incorrect.
Steiners.
It is a sign.
Fuck.
Okay, so Corey's at minus 500.
I'm not at minus shit.
He's at minus 700, and
no,
I'm
no,
at
no,
minus.
No,
that's
no.
not
Whoa.
How it works.
No, no, no,
we're
no.
steals. You get the 1,000 if you answer it right.
Oh.
So you're at fucking zero.
Oh, okay.
That's Steiners, huh?
Now I hope I don't get Rude's theme from that time because I'm. Or actually, if I do, now I'll know it. Fuck me. All right. Is it back to me or are we at Final Jeopardy? What's going on?
Oh, no. We're going to go around a couple times before Final Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got all the categories. All
right. Corey's up.
I'll take 90s for. I got to think about it. 400.
90s for 400. Daily Double.
Boom.
Ding, ding, ding.
Cling, 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 ding, ding.
So you've got 500. You can risk up to 500.
Oh, I'll fucking wager it all. I don't give a shit.
All of it.
We don't win anything.
90s. 90s, 400.
Let's watch it be the fucking Brood. I wish it would be the Brood.
Here we go.
If you play some more. You can turn it off. That's Flair's WWF theme.
Correct.
Damn.
So I get 800, or no, what do I get for that?
You get 500.
Yeah, you risked it all, so you get another 5.
That's it?
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's horse shit. I don't like this game anymore.
Is 90s for 500 already gone?
90s for 500 is available.
Let me get that.
90s for 500.
Is it your only, what did I do the first time?
You
80s for 500.
You did 80s for 500.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You guys are picking some shitty ones.
I have no idea. None. Zero.
Corey's going to run away with it.
No, no, no.
That's a WCW one.
Yeah. See, you can definitely tell the difference.
15 seconds.
I hope the microphone picked that. It had to, because I heard it.
5 seconds.
Fuck. Go, I don't know.
Vader.
Correct.
Boom! How much do I get for that?
Another 500.
I'm at fucking 1,500.
Let's do 80s for 1,000. Gotta catch up.
Come on. I'm at 15, bitch.
All right. 80s for 1,000.
I did not know that was Vader. I was guessing. I just put that together and thought who would have.
We just try to think of
music.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I know.
Like, okay.
Ready? Yeah. Here we go.
Jesus Christ! Come on!
I know none of them, but I know this.
This was for 1,000 for the '90s.
Is this? I'm gonna 80s. Miss this. Steamboat.
Correct.
It's bullshit.
Chasing you down, bitch.
What did you get your last one right?
No, I only have 300.
Okay, so still at 300.
No, you lost money if you missed it. No. You lost 500. You're at -2.
We're not playing the way you just want to play. All
right, so we've got, here's what's available. 90s for 100 and 200, and then 80s, 100 through 400.
80s for 400.
80s for 400 it is.
I need to hit the daily
How long
double.
Do we need to play this one?
I need to get the daily double and
you
get
tell
you.
Me.
Just go for the throat.
Oh, shit, for the 80s, it almost has to be WWF. I need this whole thing to play through. Luger.
Correct.
God, their music was so bad. Just compared to WWF's, I mean, like, it's just...
Who is Lex Luger?
Okay, Eric.
90s 200.
Here
we go. T.O., I thought you were going to come back and tie me. What happened?
I haven't had a chance yet, dick.
Here we go.
So it's like a daily double.
Not that. Come on.
Warrior.
Nope. Steel. Nope. Sting.
Correct.
Ah.
What's he get for that?
200.
T.O. is at 200, 1,200.
So what's left?
That sounded similar, though. Dun,
oh,
dun.
Yeah. I'm sure Johnston fucking stole it.
What's left? 80s?
So we got 90s for 100 and then 80s, 100 through 300.
Better go 380s.
No, but I think...
He doesn't want me to steal it.
No. I think
that's so sad.
I think the Daily Devil is going to be 90s for 100. That's what I'm going with for the hoping the Daily Devil's there.
90s for 100?
Yep.
Not the Daily Devil.
Fuck!
That's what you get.
Give me Harlem Heat, though. If you didn't put it in there, I'm disappointed, Alex.
We already used it last week, man.
I mean, it's such a good one.
No. Misfire. By...
Who?
That was too thick.
Too thick?
That was an Eggo syrup commercial.
I thought that was the name of Hogan's fucking porno. Here we go.
It was the Horseman, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give him the trophy?
It was 100. Come
Fuck.
On.
Christ almighty.
What are you going to do when you get the Daily Double? Because it's either going to go to...
Okay.
So
there's two Daily Doubles?
Yeah.
Well, we've done one of them.
Yeah, there's two out there. That's what I was going for.
Okay, hold on. Correction. There is one Daily Double, and then there is a bonus.
Bye.
So one Daily Double, and then the other's like... there's.
If he literally can't fucking get anything right. You got Ricky Steamboat's WCW theme.
What's the score, though?
1,900. To 300, to 1,200.
1,300.
Yeah, I have 1,300.
Oh, didn't have that last one.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Cheating fuck.
I think you mean winning fuck. Here we go. All
right. 100 through 300, 80s.
300.
All right. You just got the bonus.
Oh, shit.
All right. So,
what's the bonus mean?
Well,
I'm going to get it fucking right, is what it means.
So, okay. So, it's a two-parter. First, name the wrestler who used this theme.
Oh, okay.
That's first question. So, here we go.
This goes into Jake the Snake Roberts. Now what?
Wanted to make sure you got the whole 15 seconds.
Okay.
So 300 there. Now the second part is just worth 100.
Hmm.
What theme was that used for before Jake Roberts?
Ooh, you're going to deduct it 100 because you don't know this.
So I got 300. Who? Okay, is it a wrestler's theme?
So,
no.
Let me phrase it this way. No. What did they use that for prior to it being Jake Roberts' theme? There's no steals for this one either.
Royal Rumble theme.
No.
Fuck. Survivor Series theme.
Superstars. No. So they used it as Hogan's workout theme.
Fuck, on an episode of Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yep.
God damn it.
Go ahead.
80s for one.
80s for one.
2,200.
Did you deduct 100?
No, I didn't.
You should have.
No.
No one gets deducted points here. Ready? There you go.
Final Jeopardy.
Suck it.
Final Jeopardy.
Why don't we play that game?
Better do the math.
$1 million man.
So he got 100 for that?
Yeah.
And that's all you should get.
Okay, I'm
yeah, right, that was
okay, I'll take the last one.
I'll be really disappointed if you don't get this one.
Can we deduct T.O. just for fucking being over there?
I'm going to beat him.
Oh, my gosh.
The fucking lyrics better be gone.
It's Demolition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much did you get for that?
Two.
400.
No.
2,400.
What am I at? All right. Now? What are you at and what am I at?
Tallies are 2,200 for Corey, 400 for Eric, and 1,500 for T.O.
He's got six.
Okay. He's got six.
Yep.
Eric has 600.
2,200, 600.
I missed one.
2,200, 600, 1,300.
Okay, do we need to write down what we're doing for Final Jeopardy?
At least I didn't get a wash, you know, a big
so
of zero.
So here's what we're doing. I'm going to play these Final Jeopardies one at a time. Put a wager for we're gonna. So I'm gonna play him. Scratch that. I'm gonna give you your category and the time period before I play it.
Uh huh.
Make your wager for this particular one. I'm gonna play it. Write down your answer.
And the wager.
We've got 10 minutes.
Yep. We'll get this done in 10 minutes.
He's got an extra pen.
If at any point you run out of points, you're out.
Deal. Can T.O. wager everything he has on each one?
You can wager however much you want as long as you have
money to wager.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is WCW 1990s.
Fuck.
Same thing. I'm playing 15 seconds.
I'm going to wager. Oh, are we telling how much we're wagering?
No, just write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me when you guys are done.
Got mine.
Good? Here we go. Ready? Only playing it once. 15 seconds.
Ego.
Yep, ego. For sure.
All right.
She said she goes thick. Brooke Hogan.
Go thick or go
bitches.
Home, baby.
Come on, T.O. This is your chance to catch up. Not at all. All
right, here we go. Ready?
'90s.
I don't think this is right. How much longer are we gonna wait?
10 more seconds. Everybody's got their answers in. What was your wager?
800. -800
-800 That is not correct. He said Benoit, not correct. What'd you say?
I said 100 for Eddie Guerrero.
Not correct. What'd you say?
Austin for 100.
Is it Dean Malenko?
I was going to put Dean Malenko.
Is that the Horseman, another Horseman theme?
I would have accepted two answers. The Horseman as a whole, or Arn Anderson used it first.
Okay. Fair enough. I thought, I'm like, oh, you didn't do the Horseman again.
All right, so
you did 1,800, or you did 800, Corey?
He did. So it's 1,400, 500, 1,200. So this is close.
How much do I have? I have 2,400, or I have 1,400.
14, 5, 1,200.
This is how I'm going to lose.
All right, next one is also.
No, I should have 1,400 because I had 1,500 at the end.
Yep. You only wagered 100?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Safe bet, though.
You didn't get my last one that I got at on there.
That's true.
I did. It's on here. It's just okay. The formula is not including
so
it.
We're okay. Tied.
No. 7 minutes.
Tied. So you're tied. We'll get this. All right. Next one is also WCW 1990s.
Okay. Corey, what are you going to do, bud? What are you going to do, buddy?
So you're getting 15 seconds to listen and then 15 seconds to come up with an answer.
Put our price down first?
Yep. Your price.
Okay.
Everybody's got a price.
There it is.
That laugh.
Ready? Guys, good?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Isn't that enough? Just so you know, you can add my 700.
700, what'd you say?
100.
100 for Eric. What'd you say, Tim?
Disco Inferno for 15.
Johnny Peep.
1,500.
Boom!
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute. I only had 1,400, so 1,400 for Disco Inferno. Was that Disco Inferno?
Eric, what was your answer?
Johnny Be Bad.
Incorrect.
They got it right, though?
They did.
Good deal. So I'm at 400.
So I'm at 2,800. Now what are you at, Corey?
Ooh, I'm down. 2,100. 2,100,
2,400, 2,800. All right. Whew. We got two more. Here we go. And this next one.
Two more?
Two more.
Two more.
Okay.
This next one is, well, okay, I'll just say all of them are WCW.
Okay.
This one is 80s and 90s.
Got it.
Okay.
Good. Good, mm-hmm. Good. You guys good?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hold on. Wait.
Bloop.
Waiting on an ad.
This is where you're going to win or lose it right here.
Here we go.
I remember that, but I just do not remember who, but I remember that song.
All right, 15 seconds.
Been 80s into the 90s.
5 seconds. Two. One.
Wyndham.
I put 100 for Wyndham, too.
Did you put Wyndham?
Hold on. 100. 100.
It's not Wyndham, though. I put Wyndham.
You put Wyndham also?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I wonder how close
1,500.
It is.
Sorry.
You wagered 1,500?
Yep.
What'd you two guys wager?
100.
1,500? No, 100.
Y'all got it right.
It is Wyndham.
Oh, fucking hey.
Oh, right on.
I also would have accepted Wyndham and Rhodes as a tag team. So we're at 3,600, 500.
If you don't bet at all.
2,900.
You have no balls.
Oh!
Bet at all. It's for all the
it comes
marbles,
down to what we're betting.
All right. The last one.
I'm going to use the back of this one.
This is 80s WCW.
Well, fuck.
It's not going to be fucking easy. What does everybody at again?
I'm at 5.
I've got 3,600, 500, 2,900.
You're 700 ahead of me, Corey.
That makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're going to go $6.99.
Final offer.
Eric, you good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good over there?
Yep.
Ready? Here we go.
I'm banking on him missing it.
You can add mine. $2,000.
$1,500 Midnight Express.
Oh.
Eric just got
write it down.
I was enjoying my 15 seconds to try to come up with a guess, but I don't have to.
What'd
now.
What'd you so. Bet, Smith?
$2,000. $5,600 is my final total.
What'd you wager?
$2,900.
Did you really?
Yeah, bet it all.
Let me see.
He did not. He just said he didn't.
That's $2,900 right there.
No, he's doing it from a dirty fucking
cheater.
He would cheat. Get to go to Granite City. Yeah, Alex's version's way better. Okay, it's 1:29. We got to get the fuck out of here. Hope you enjoyed Name That Tune. For Alex, for T.O., for Eric, this is Corey. Three Horsemen will be back next week to talk about something. We'll fucking figure it out.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, later on.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.